My name is MC Ruff and I'm young and tough. All the kids from the block have had enough from all these junkie monkeys, dealers and stealers for real.
I can't feel you.
All the kids just wanna run around without needles and broken glass. All I see is people shooting up and smoking grass. Whoever does that must be a tough, cause they're breaking all the little kids' hearts. I've been here since I was in my mom's belly, and even now the block still smelly in the papers and on the telly. Negative press, man. That's enough already. I'm at the RCC, writing rhymes, making cities, ain't faking rocks, ready and free. Rocking a block for my community. Wake up every day wondering what the future's gonna bring.
One day there'll be flowers and trees. No disease for me to breathe. Who do you believe? The drugs, the thieves, all the heart that's in me.
On 702, ABC Sydney Flowers and Trees from a fantastic compilation that came by my desk and then disappeared just as quickly. It's called Songbird Calling. And joining me to tell me more about it, Marley Grosvenor, how are you this morning?
Good.
Tanya Bower, welcome back to the weekend show.
Hi, Simon. It's good to be here.
And we also have Nadina Dixon. Welcome.
Good morning.
And Tim Bishop. Now, we're going to hear, Nadina, you do a beautiful version, but let's go back. Who wants to tell me how Songbird Calling the first came about? Tanya.
Okay, Simon. I have the pleasure of working at a 3-day-a-week job at Redfern Community Centre in Redfern. We've got a little studio there, and lots of artists come by sort of bringing their music and, you know, looking for an opportunity to record it, many of whom haven't had many opportunities to record before. And also we come into contact with a lot of young people in the area due to various programs we run and stuff like that. And over the last couple of years, we actually put out a compilation in 2005, which was great. But over the last couple of years, I've become aware of certain songs that have called out to me to be recorded and included on something quite special. So with the support of the artists who are real regulars at the studio, including the people that you've got here today, and particularly Tim, who offered a lot of support to the project, and we decided this was going to be a compilation, a bit different, really, really hand-picked songs, not like, oh, what's in the bag, let's pull out the best. Each song was literally going, I want to be on a CD. So it's a bloody good one because of that.
So, Tim, when you came into it, what did you bring to the project?
Oh, to the project, I brought a song that I had sort of under my belt for a little while, which was Dubai Lullaby. But in terms of the Redfern Community Centre, I'm both a participant and, a bit like Nadina, was also sort of around and sort of almost on the spot before the building was there.
Yeah.
The Dubai Lullaby is a story going back from from around the Albury area, is that correct?
I'm from the Albury area, but it was a particular song that was a bit of a response to an experience quite a few years ago in that area. You know, there was just lots of talk about sort of troubled youth, you know, there was particular things going on, and you know, it's not so much about that, but it was a bit of a response to that because it became a dilemma for me because, you know, I was getting asked, why is this happening? You know, sort of particularly from, you know, non-Indigenous people, you know, and friends and things like that. And my inability to explain it sort of created, I suppose, the response of the song to just to sort of present something that offered some understanding of, you know, I suppose, life or, you know, sort of some of the difficulties, particularly the young men in that area are having and why they might be having these difficulties.
It's because it is very similar to the way that Flowers and Trees came about as well. Is that correct? Because tell me about Flowers and Trees. You worked on that. So how did it start?
It started with a workshop with Wire and Stevie and Regan, didn't it?
Through Gathering Grounds.
That's right. Yeah. That's when you came in.
We started off with another project, Gathering Grounds, and Flowers and Trees sort of just grew from that. We were writing a couple of songs, and I was in there basically as a person of leadership, I guess, an older figure to the younger ones, and just helping them with some ideas and helping them get out their ideas. And
because we can hear quite a few voices in there, yours amongst them, but who are some of the other people that we hear when I just played that?
Regan, Sunboy.
Your mum?
Yeah.
So, Nadina, you were actually working on this as well. Describe what you felt it was like, particularly for Flowers and Trees, when you came into, you know, a different generation style of song.
No, it just seemed an organic process, really.
The great thing also about what Marley said was that the song had already had a life to it. This is also what Nadina says about the organic process. The first two verses were written as part of a workshop with YRMC with these young fellas, Regan Carr and Stevie Carr, and they're little stars now around the block. You know, they get they get their autographs all the time, and people are pinching copies and burning copies of Flowers and Trees. They find that all their mates at school have got it on their phones and things like that. And then Marley came in a little later as part of, you know, as a young person of leadership, as part of the gathering ground process, and as he said, there to support the young people, and that's exactly what his verse is about.
Yeah.
His verse is brilliant. It's about putting those young kids up there and going, giving them a go, and that's what is so wonderful about it, because it's real life happening in real time.
That's what I like about the whole CD is you've got a whole variety of ages and voices and eras that come into the one CD.
Yeah.
For example, you know, popping in to help out on Flowers and Trees, but also your own song as well. Nadina, when did you realise that you had such a beautiful voice?
I don't think it's something that I kind of originally didn't really understand, and I started out, I wanted to just like be pro muso and play guitar and stuff, and I kept getting pushed up to the microphone, so I kind of thought, oh, okay, yeah.
We're going to get you to do the song very shortly, Aboriginal Land. Tell me the genesis of how that song came about.
I think there was in my subconscious a lot of ideas that I wanted to capture, and sometimes when I write, well, a lot of times I see the song almost becoming a soundtrack, and I'll see visual images like a film. So to me, I was mapping back to a time when I was a child and a lot of the Aboriginal land rights marches and things like that.
And this song was specially commissioned for, was it performed at the Botanic Gardens? Is this the one?
Yes, it was, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that, because that sounded quite special.
Yeah, that was earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Australia Day.
It was wonderful. Yeah, we performed it as part of a ceremony.
Sounds like it was a fantastic experience. And then it was specifically recorded again for this CD, is that right?
Well, in fact, the song was recorded for this CD because Nadina came in with this divine song in her backpack and was like, oh, my God, we've got to get that one. So Nadina and I worked on that for probably 6 months, didn't
we? It grew in the studio, actually.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
I came originally with two verses, a chorus and nothing much else, and so, yeah.
Well, the song structure was there, but the sound came about through our work together in the studio, and it's that recording of the song that was used at the dawn ceremony and also got pinched from us a bit early. It was on another another Indigenous compilation.
Pinching seems to be going on. I mean, Flowers and Trees.
There's a little bit of foreign.
And then I've got to admit, my first copy of Songbird Calling got pinched off my desk as well, which I think is a very good sign.
It's a big Burrow and Steel CD.
If you want to find out more, there's a MySpace site, which is just simply myspace.com/songbirdcalling. 13 tracks, but how many total artists participating in the whole project?
Whoa.
Oh, it'd be double that. It'd have to be double that.
I was going to say 50 or so at least.
I would say 50 probably.
Definitely. And also, you know, just to add, a lot of the success of this album is that it's under, you know, sort of the direction of Tanya Barra, that, you know, within this context of, you know, sort of community-based performers, it was a comfortable place for people to develop their music.
You can hear that in the CD. You can hear that it's an enjoyable project.
I do particularly feel that that's very much my situation, in that Tanya's been able to mentor me through my own process as an artist, and so that I can sort of get a bit more understanding of where I want to go and where what's possible, really.
And they can come on the radio on a Sunday morning and chat away. Albeit a bit reluctantly. I'd like to thank for joining us in the studio all you guys. We're going to hear the song now?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to introduce it for me?
This is Nadina Dixon, and the song is called Aboriginal Land.
Thanks, song.
Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Every place in this country, it's all Aboriginal land.